What if you could step into a room filled with the people who hold the keys to the big stages, the book deals, and the most powerful platforms for your voice? The Gateway Gathering and Pitch Fest is a visibility accelerator for thought leaders that connects you to the people who can open doors. Think literary agents, TED leaders, producers, editors, and conference designers like me, Jacqueline Fletcher Johnson. Join us January 13th to the 15th. Put your mission in motion at gateway-project.com.
Welcome to Fried. I am your host, Kate Donovan, burnout speaker, author, and unapologetic truth teller about what it really takes to stop feeling crispy and start feeling human again. These days, Fried is more than just a podcast. It is an entire burn bold ecosystem built to help you end burnout in your own life and in the places where you work and lead, which means there are three clear ways you can work with us. Number one, bring me into your company or event for burnout and emotional intelligence, keynotes, workshops, leadership development, and long-term advisory partnerships that help teams recover, reconnect, and rebuild a culture that actually buffers burnout vulnerability instead of creating it. Two, work with Sarah Vosen, our director of coaching, who brings the Burn Bold method to life through high-touch one-on-one coaching and small group burnout recovery. You can work with her privately or through your organization when you want deep, sustainable support for real humans who are on the edge. And number three, stay in our Burn Bold orbit through the conversations here on Fried, through our newsletters, through upcoming tools, trainings, and of course, through the new book coming in 2026, which maps out the six buckets and shows you why burnout is not your fault and exactly how to climb out. Fried has been running for more than 5 years and has become one of the most comprehensive burnout recovery resources in the world. Burn Bold is its next evolution. Together, they give you the knowledge, the strategy, and the support to create lives and workplaces where people can actually thrive. So settle in, take a breath, let something unclench. You're in the right place.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast.
Welcome back, Fried fam. This is another Coaching with Sarah episode. This is absolutely one of my favorite formats because you get to hear burnout healing happen in real time. Today, you'll meet Samira. She's a longtime listener in the middle of a long, complicated burnout recovery. Prior to what you're about to hear in this coaching call, Samira shared with me that she's been juggling a lot, a misaligned yet absolutely necessary full-time job that requires her to be in office all week, which is really hard for her. She also has three internships and some clients on the side in a side hustle that she wants to turn into her career. And on top of that, she's trying to bounce back from a huge financial strain that happened last year when she had to cover for a roommate who wouldn't pay their share of the bills. This perfect storm, of course, led her into deep burnout for the first time last year. And since then, she's been trying to climb out of exhaustion, depression, and decision fatigue. And she's doing it with some success because she actually is resting these days without guilt. And it's starting to restore her and give her some more energy that she hasn't felt in a really long time. But even so, it feels like it's too little too late. And she's finding it hard to trust that what she's doing so far is going to be enough to get her all the way out of burnout. So she decided to do this coaching call with me. In this session, we explore a few things that I know so many of you will relate to because I know I did and even still do at times. We're going to talk about the complicated and tender relationship that most of us have with asking for help, and the belief that we should be able to do everything ourselves, and the fear that needing support makes us lazy, weak, or too much. then you'll hear Samira begin to rewire her lifelong patterns around self-sufficiency and shame and emotional safety, and even hear the moment she realizes that receiving help is not a weakness, but a skill that she's allowed to practice. And if you're listening to this thinking, I want this kind of support too, I wish someone would help me connect my dots. Well, you can. You just need to book a coaching call with me, and you can do that at bit.ly/callSarahV. You will find that link in the show notes. All right, Fried Fam, now that you're caught up, let's dive right into the heart of this powerful session with Samira. What's your relationship with asking for help? I mean, it sounds like you are asking for help, but would you rather not have to ever need help?
Yeah, and I think that's also what contributed to my burnout, is not asking for help, because when I was younger, when I would ask for help, I wouldn't get the help that I would need, and I would be disappointed a lot of times. So I kind of learned to stop asking for help. And now I'm kind of demanding help from my close ones, because if I don't have the help that I need, especially emotionally and mentally, I'm very close to crashing. So,
right. And are you getting it from your close ones? You said your loved ones right now?
Yeah, they don't fully understand what's going on, but I have to kind of.
So even though you're feeling a little bit kind of maybe misunderstood or not fully seen, do you feel safe with them? Like, did those conversations you have with them fill you up or help you to relax, kind of settle your nervous system?
Not really, but I know that they're willing to help. They don't know how to fully like make me feel better, but they want to help. So at least it's something.
And does that feel good? Just their desire to want to help you?
Yeah.
Okay. And from each of these people that you are asking, do you feel like I wonder if you could get more clear within yourself about what you really need from each of those people, rather than saying help. And then they, you know what I mean? They're like, but with what? Like, what can I give you? So like, do you need emotional support? Do I need a hug? Do you need sympathy? Do you need empathy? Do you need, you know what I mean? Do you need money? Like, what is it that you can, or how would it feel to try to clarify for yourself what it is you need and then ask for something more specific from each of those people? Does that feel possible?
Yeah, I've definitely been working on that. But it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to figure out exactly what I need, because I don't know what getting help and actually like feeling better afterwards, I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't have a lot of examples of that, of kind of a successful process of asking for help and receiving it and then feeling kind of settled or good.
Yeah.
About that. Yeah, that's a real thing. That's a real challenge, right? It's like you kind of get this, you have this sense that you know you need that and want it, but your whole life has been about like sort of like grasping for it and not really ever getting it. And so you don't even know what you're hoping for truly, like in the end. And I'm sorry that you've dealt with that for your whole life. That's hard. I had my own version of that where as a kid, I asked for help, or not even like help exactly, but wanting emotional support and not getting it over and over. And so I just stopped asking at a certain point too, because you're like, well, it's easier to just figure it out on my own than to keep asking and not being seen or heard or helped, right? Because it's painful. Yeah. It's painful to not get that. So good job having your own back and taking advantage of even this call, right? You're like, cool, here's some help. I don't know what exactly I'll get from it, but like, let me take you up on that, right? And your loved ones, the people you're close to, you said like, I don't know exactly what I'm going to get from them or what I even need, but at least they're there and you're asking. You're initiating some amount of conversation, and this is called practicing. This is practicing asking for help. And what I think would be useful is if you can try to, get a little bit more clear on what it is that you need. Mm-hmm. Do you want to try to do that right now?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So maybe pick one person that you've been talking to. Mm-hmm. When you think about that person and your relationship to that person, what feels the best about that connection?
I feel really seen and understood. I feel peace around them that I haven't really felt in a very long time.
Amazing. That's a huge, like, other end of the spectrum from the way you've been talking about feeling. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge resource. So do you get this piece when you talk on the phone with them or only in person?
Just in person.
Are you able to spend time with them in person?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you allowing yourself to schedule some time with this person frequently enough that it makes a difference?
Yeah.
Great. So you're already doing that, which is fantastic. And it sounds like it's a win for them too. Mm-hmm. Would you say that the giving and taking sort of dynamic in that relationship is even?
Yeah.
Like it's a pretty mutual.
Yeah. I'm definitely not giving more than taking and I'm not drained from it. So.
Cool. Well, that's a good example then mm-hmm. of a healthier mutual give and take relationship, kind of a two-way relationship where it's not just you giving all the time.
Yeah.
Cool. So, you know, when I need peace, I can call upon this person and get some time, you know, spend some time with them. Mm-hmm. Cool. What else? Think of another person that you consider a resource, a support. Mm-hmm. And what do you feel like in that relationship? What do you get from them?
I definitely feel like they want to support me. They're always asking me if I need something. They're always looking out for me. It's my mom. Mm. She's always looking out for me, but it is very difficult to open up to her. So.
Do you feel what makes it difficult to open up to her?
I'm not sure what it is, but it's been like that for a while.
Vic, does it feel basically unsafe to ask her for something or to receive something from her? So it sounds like she wants to give, but you're hesitant to receive.
Yeah.
You're not sure why. Did you have a certain interaction or anything that shifted that or established that challenge?
Not sure.
Is there any particular emotion that's coming up right now or like guilt or grief or frustration or anger or anything that's like could be a clue?
It might be a little guilt from asking for help.
Mm. Did you feel like you shouldn't have to?
I feel like I just should be able to do it myself.
That's a big one for folks that burn out. That's that kind of hyper-independence. And I feel like that's like the mind. That's like our minds being an a-hole again. You should be able to do this by yourself. You shouldn't need to ask for help. But the reality is that research says that asking for help is the only behavior that builds resilience. And we need resilience to live. We need it to get out of burnout. And we need it to sustain a healthy life too. So this is one of those situations where it might be useful to kind of like your brain when it's telling you like you should be being productive instead of resting. You can be like, when it's saying you shouldn't need this help, you shouldn't have to ask. You can be like, nope, no thank you. I do need help right now. And I need my mom. And it's okay to need my mom, especially when she's available and willing to offer support. How does that feel? Does that feel possible?
Yeah, it does.
So if you could receive something from your mom, if you could ask for something specific from her, what would it be? What would be nice to like get from, you know what I mean? To like establish with her.
Maybe some actual emotional support that makes me feel better afterwards.
Do you often not feel good after you ask for emotional support from her?
Yes.
What happens instead?
She usually doesn't know what to do or say.
So I wonder if your mom isn't the person to get emotional support from then. Because has she ever been able to provide you with the emotional support that you're looking for?
No, not really. But she is very kind, so.
Yeah. Oh, I don't doubt that she wants to help, but I wonder if there's something that you could ask for from her that she really is capable of giving to you. Is she a good cook or like a good decorator or cleaner or something where you could ask her for some help with your living situation or something so she could actually provide?
Yeah, I could do that.
Then she can feel like she's actually giving you something and you could hopefully allow yourself to receive that support from her.
Yeah.
So one of the things for me, this happened with me too, for a long time, I was hoping for a certain kind of emotional support from my parents and they didn't know how to do it. It's not that they didn't want to, but they never learned it from their parents. And therefore, they couldn't provide it to me. So up until even just a couple years ago through my burnout recovery, I had to come to terms with, no matter how much I want a certain kind of emotional support from my mom, I don't get it. But my mom is extremely generous. She has the best heart. She wants to help. And if I just let her help in the ways she can help me, and I can receive it without feeling like resentful about the fact that she can't give me this other thing that I want, which is the particular kind of emotional support, then I can actually receive what she does give, which is help in all sorts of different ways. And releasing that expectation from my relationship with my mom changed the dynamic, and it has made it so much easier to relate to her, but also just better, because now I can actually receive what she has to give instead of like kind of blocking it and feeling funky about it and like adding this extra burden. How does that sound for you? Does that resonate? Does that sound very familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you want to ask your mom for then that she actually can provide?
I can ask her to help me clean sometimes, maybe.
Yeah, I wonder how she would feel about that. Do you feel like you can ask?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So how do you feel about this process of sort of like identifying either like what you need directly or what specifically the person you're thinking of can help you with and asking for that so that it's not just this amorphous thing you're hoping to get from them?
I think it's really helpful.
Yeah. Because I love that you have people. You have people that want to help. It sounds like you do have some good resources. Even if you don't exactly have the ones you need for your job, personally, you have a lot of good resources, which are going to help restore your batteries so much on this recovery. So I do want you to keep leaning in, and it helps to lean in a way that's like productive, like clear.
Okay.
So that said, though, with your boss, maybe you could also use this technique to be like, can I ask for something very specific from this person and see if that can help you get some, like, get specifically what you need at work too, to help you with this situation? Do you think that's possible?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I don't feel 100% comfortable doing that.
What's but in your I way there?
I think it's just a little bit of a fear of being perceived as like lazy or something, but mm-hmm. it shouldn't matter at all.
Right. That's another one of those mean brain things, right? That's like mm-hmm. a different version of you shouldn't need help. Like, you're lazy if you ask for help. But they hired you. And until you can find a better job, what if you had the right resource because you asked for it? Mm-hmm. They may or may not be able to provide it for you, but you definitely don't know unless you ask. I love how much you are already letting yourself receive just in this last 3 to 6 months that you were talking about. Do you feel like this conversation opens the door a little bit wider for more to come in?
Yeah, absolutely.
It does? Mm-hmm. Cool. Good. And on Friday, I call that restoring your roots. Like, I have everyone imagine themselves as a tree that's been through a wildfire. So, like, you know, like, you're missing some leaves, you might be missing some bark, and like, you definitely have... You need some nutrients, you need some, you know, some stuff to restore yourself as this tree. And everything you output is in the limbs of the tree, in the branches, right? So you think about, okay, this tree has to grow all these branches and leaves out. And in order to do that, you have to have a good root structure, a good foundation, right? And your roots need what they need. They need water and good soil and nutrients in order to take that in and regrow the limbs and the branches and the leaves. Mm-hmm. So you've done a good job kind of pruning your branches, the things that you don't want in your life. You've taken them away. So you have less, you're spending less, and you're starting to restore, right? You're saying, I need help and I need to rest. And you're doing these things that are starting to rebuild this foundation in the root structure of your tree. And that's really what burnout recovery is about. This is at least one big aspect. It's like, can we receive enough to restore our roots and keep our branches pruned enough so that we're not overgiving? Then we have this nice balance and our tree is happy and it won't fall over in the next wind because it has a nice, strong root structure in the earth. And you are rebuilding that. Even though you've been kind of DIYing this so far, you know, maybe with the help of listening to the podcast and some other things, like, you're restoring your root structure already. And I love that this conversation just like maybe opened a pathway for a new root or one of your old roots that never was nourished because you didn't know how to ask for help. That's going to get stronger and grow deeper and wider and make your tree stand taller.
It's like kind of rewiring my brain.
It is so rewiring your brain.
Yeah, literally, so that everything on the outside can match. So
exactly. Right? It feels so much better when our insides match our outsides. Right? That's like integrity. If you have what you need and sometimes we have to get rewired in order to do that. Or like one root gets blocked in one way, so we make another one and we go around it because we're adaptable. That's kind of what resiliency is like adaptability, resiliency. We get what we need so that we can keep going. We can forge a new path. We can course correct. We can find the resources and utilize them that will help get us back on the path that feels aligned inside and out. What I love about what I've learned about you just in this short time is that even though you're depleted, I feel your will to like live and sort of like succeed and do something that lights you up.
Yeah.
You still feel that, right? Like you haven't lost your passion.
No, not at all.
Which is great because that means you are not burnt out to the point of like being a pile of ashes. Your tree is still standing, right? Your tree did not burn to a pile of ashes. You're not that burnt out and you don't need to be that burnt out to keep going on your burnout recovery journey. So use your heart, use this passion and this will, and like, I feel like you're getting strong messages from your body about what's right and what's wrong for you, what aligns and what doesn't. Keep following that as your compass. Keep going with that because your heart is not leading you astray, right? Your brain has been leading you astray a little bit, right? With those lies about receiving help and being lazy and all that kind of stuff. No. Listen to your heart. Shut off the access that your brain has to the rest of you for those kinds of things. And keep trusting the messages that you're getting from your heart because you are on the right path.
Yeah. And even when I started trusting myself more and doing what my body feels like doing, I've started feeling a little bit better. So.
Great. Yay. I love this. Well, Samira, how do you feel?
Do you feel settled?
You feel a little bit settled? Do you feel like you have a next step with your mom?
Yeah, with my mom for sure.
And maybe with your boss or something about work, you like this taking and giving pattern that you've been in, you know, you want it to be more even. Do you feel like you have a better understanding of what that'll take? Or what, and what that looks like to be more even?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So let that be your guide. And know and trust that like you can take even one right step with your mom, like having that conversation. And that could be, that might just open up a whole new path, not just only with her, but just the ability to ask for help and receive something that is within her kind of capability and yours as well. That might unravel. I imagine it will unravel a whole lot more and it will light up your steps following that.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Samira, for being vulnerable and honest and sharing, you know, some really hard stuff, kind of the worst time in life that you've been through so far. And being receptive. So look, here's another place you've been receiving. You're receptive to help and to this process today.
Yeah.
So good job. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Fried Fam, thank you for listening. And if this helped you connect any dots in your life or have any ahas or insights, enjoy, let that percolate in all of your cells. And if you're inspired to, come share in the Facebook group what it was that this really unlocked for you, or leave us a review or share it with a friend. Like I said, we need your engagement, not only because it inspires others, but it helps us help you end your personal burnout culture and end burnout culture in general. Because doesn't that sound awesome? I know I want that. I want that for all of us. So until next time, Fried Fam, ask for help and crack that door open and be willing to receive it.
What if you could step into a room filled with the people who hold the keys to the big stages, the book deals, and the most powerful platforms for your voice? The Gateway Gathering and Pitch Fest is a visibility accelerator for thought leaders that connects you to the people who can open doors. Think literary agents, TED leaders, producers, editors, and conference designers like me, Jacqueline Fletcher Johnson. Join us January 13th to the 15th. Put your mission in motion at gateway-project.com.
Welcome to Fried. I am your host, Kate Donovan, burnout speaker, author, and unapologetic truth teller about what it really takes to stop feeling crispy and start feeling human again. These days, Fried is more than just a podcast. It is an entire burn bold ecosystem built to help you end burnout in your own life and in the places where you work and lead, which means there are three clear ways you can work with us. Number one, bring me into your company or event for burnout and emotional intelligence, keynotes, workshops, leadership development, and long-term advisory partnerships that help teams recover, reconnect, and rebuild a culture that actually buffers burnout vulnerability instead of creating it. Two, work with Sarah Vosen, our director of coaching, who brings the Burn Bold method to life through high-touch one-on-one coaching and small group burnout recovery. You can work with her privately or through your organization when you want deep, sustainable support for real humans who are on the edge. And number three, stay in our Burn Bold orbit through the conversations here on Fried, through our newsletters, through upcoming tools, trainings, and of course, through the new book coming in 2026, which maps out the six buckets and shows you why burnout is not your fault and exactly how to climb out. Fried has been running for more than 5 years and has become one of the most comprehensive burnout recovery resources in the world. Burn Bold is its next evolution. Together, they give you the knowledge, the strategy, and the support to create lives and workplaces where people can actually thrive. So settle in, take a breath, let something unclench. You're in the right place.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast.